This is Matthew Donald to let you know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for my shows, The Writ Wit and Paleo Bites. My two shows, bonus content for both of them. This month we're talking about Zero Ranger. Zero Ranger. Do you not know what Zero Ranger is? It's what Power Rangers came from. All the stock footage of the fights came from Zero Ranger. Zero Ranger. You should check it out. Link is in the description. Thank you for your support. And have a wonderful day! I'm so sorry.
Roar, growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that's like the Triassic period. It's try hard, it's full of ass, and it's freaking sick. Try ass sick. I think I pulled a muscle with that stretch.
Did you pull an ass muscle?
I've been sitting here for a while. Actually, no, I haven't. My ass muscles are nice. And my name's Matthew Donald. Each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and create a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by my very own ass muscle specialist. that implies actually bad things. No.
I love it, though, because so many of my friends are in, very long-term monogamous relationships and have been for many, many years. So the fact that I go on a first date every other month or something, people are I feel like I get this reputation in my friend group as Laura's the one who dates around all the time. And I'm I went on a first date 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a second date. I don't really
know. By the way, a peek behind the curtain. Oh, by the way, this is Laura Owsley.
Hello.
We met on Bumble. So.
It's true.
So.
And then I found out I was into women.
That's okay. That's A-okay.
I mean, it is so much different out there now that I've been introduced to queer dating and mm-hmm. I'm looking back on straight dating, it is completely different. Queer dating gets this reputation for being so
kinky or something
intense, or... I guess. So there's a stereotype that queer women in relationships move way too fast.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So it's the idea of U-hauling. You're moving in together after the second or third date.
Is that just from horny dudes that are just imagining when girls hang out, they have pillow fights in their underwear? So
I mean, I've had so many pillow fights in my underwear.
Just a standard Tuesday.
Right. I just do it all the time.
But no, so it's we imagine oh yeah, when there's a lesbian relationship, it immediately goes to the sex and
So I feel that's the stereotype from the straight community is that it's over sexualized. Really, within the queer community, I suppose, a lot of queer women relationships are more oh yes, now we're already acting like we've been married for 50 years, even though we met 3 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, I've heard a gay man and a sassy old lady, their personalities are not terribly dissimilar. So it's what's that John Mulaney said at one point? It's everyone get out of my way. I'm off to feed my birds.
I love that. That and the meme that comes around every June of the me during the rest of the year. Being gay is not my entire personality. Me in June. Move, I'm gay.
Okay, so dinosaur related question. If you could imagine any dinosaurs lesbians. Imagine a lesbian relationship between the dinosaurs. Which ones?
Which ones? All right, so you're going to have to help me out here.
Okay.
So I'm thinking cave dwellers, right?
Okay.
Two cave dwellers that really only come out hibernators, right?
Okay. So there is a dinosaur, actually did an episode on it fairly recently, called Nanooksaurus. It's a polar bear lizard is what it means.
I love that.
Yeah, it's
polar bear
lizard? It's a tyrannosaurid that's kind of small-ish and lives very up north, it's in Alaska. And Nanook is an Inuit word for polar bear.
Oh.
So, Yeah, so it probably hibernated, we think. So.
Okay. So, yeah.
I mean, that's a theory. I mean, it's a hypothesis. We have no evidence for it, but we're assuming.
I mean, it would make sense, especially, like, winter months and somewhere as harsh as, mm-hmm. I mean, the northern regions of Canada.
Well, and, like, even, like, you know, yes, back in dinosaur times, the world was, the climate was a lot hotter, and there were no permanent polar ice caps. But also, Alaska was actually up further up north back then than it is now.
Oh, interesting.
And it would have been very cold in the winter. There would have been snow. To the point where a lot of people think that Nanooksaurus had white feathers. So it kind of looked like a polar bear.
Oh. Okay, so this works. So, like, the white feathers. Is there something that's similar-ish that would have, like, brown feathers? Maybe something that, like, cave dweller that you could think of that's maybe, like, closer to, like, the equator, maybe.
Equator, okay. Well, it's hard to tell, you know, what the colors are of feathers for other stuff. Brown feather, I don't know, maybe like... I don't know of any, like, anyone... The only one I can think of that have brown feathers is, again, another northern one. And again, this is only hypothetical, but Pachyrhinosaurus, it's a Triceratops-like relative that we think might have had feathers.
Okay.
And it kind of looks like a muskox, kind of.
See, this works.
Yeah.
So there's a joke that, like, in every queer woman relationship, you have to have a blonde and a brunette.
Ah, okay.
Because in any, like, movie that features two lesbian women, it's always a blonde and a brunette.
Well, no, I kind of get that. Like, I like seeing couples that look, like, the two of them look different. If you look at, like, The Princess Bride, for instance, boy, at the beginning, it looks like they're related.
A little bit, doesn't it? Yeah.
Two white, blonde, pretty people. Same shade of blonde hair.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a beard yet.
I mean, neither did I.
Yeah. Well. okay. I get it. Well, you know, I know a few bears in my day, but speaking of polar bears.
So adventurous, Matt.
Yeah, so I like this. This is our new lesbian romantic comedy involving dinosaurs and a Nanooksaurus and a Pachyrhinosaurus.
I mean, I would absolutely watch this.
And the nice thing is, they lived in the same time and place, so.
See, like, I think this is a children's book waiting to happen.
No, Nanooksaurus was a predator, and Pachyrhinosaurus was a prey, so.
I mean, that works, right? You've got, like, the more feminine one, and the more, like, maybe masculine one.
Well, and also it could be, like, a forbidden romance. Like,
I mean,
it's already kind of forbidden, because, you know, we don't know how fundamentalist these dinosaurs are.
It's true. Well, I mean, all queer relationships are forbidden when you're just, like, really bad at dating.
Yes.
Like...
Okay, so... That's true. We're talking about Incisivosaurus or Incisor Lizard, the bucktooth thing itself.
I'm so excited to talk about this thing. Matt sent me a picture while I was actually at like Labor Day, whatever the most recent holiday
was.
Yeah,
Labor Day. Yeah,
Labor Day.
Yeah.
I was like, for Labor Day weekend, I was spending some time with my family, and I, like, almost gasped when I saw this picture that Matt sent me.
Yeah, because she specifically, anything fluffy and dumb, and I'm like, got it.
I mean, I am a sucker for anything fluffy and dumb. That's why I do so much pet sitting.
Yes. but pets are great. Okay, so Incisivosaurus, it means incisor lizard. Type is an oviraptorosaur, a group of the theropod dinosaurs traditionally meat eaters that evolved a more herbivorous diet.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
Plant eating.
Right. But, like, so, like, they were carnivores, and then they kind of morphed into being more, like...
I'll get into this, actually.
Okay.
So, size 2.6 to 3.3 feet, /0.8 to 1 meters long.
Okay, so not super big.
Yeah, 5 to 10 pounds, 2.3 to 4.6 kilograms.
Oh, that's little.
Yeah, 3 feet long. Like, that's, like, your arm. So, it could be standing on this table. And
it could be my arm, but you said 10 pounds?
Yeah, 5 to 10 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Dinosaurs were also very lightweight. Like, mammals are very dense compared to dinosaurs.
Oh, interesting.
Like, you know, a T-Rex, despite being 20 feet tall and 40 feet long, weighs about the same as an elephant, which is only 10 feet tall.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of brain-breaking to think about.
Isn't it? Like,
but so this dinosaur then strikes me as kind of like the petite, like, designer lap dogs, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of them kind of like that. There's a lot of dinosaurs that make a great pet. You can imagine them just, like, getting on your lap and curling up, you know?
Yeah, that'd be so cute.
Yeah, like a cat, you know? But like a bird that also preen their feathers, you know?
Yeah, then you could, like, take them, like, to the park or something and play Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. I used to have a book called How to Keep Dinosaurs. Had some great photoshopped illustrations for it.
Aww.
Yeah, and had a bunch of different dinosaurs.
Sounds like a kid's book, was it?
No, actually, no. It was treated super seriously. I mean, like, It was also tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
Diet, we think it was an herbivore.
Okay.
It's hard to tell with oviraptorosaurs, which I'll get into. Time, early Cretaceous, 127 to 125 billion years ago.
Okay.
So, well before, like, Velociraptor and T-Rex and what have you.
All right.
That was late Cretaceous. This is early Cretaceous. The Cretaceous was a large period of time, man.
How long was the Cretaceous?
About
roughly?
80 million years.
Oh.
Like, let me put it this way. The time, like, the end of the Cretaceous was 65 million years ago, which means there was more time between the beginning of the Cretaceous and the end of the Cretaceous than the end of the Cretaceous and now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So,
like, Land Before Time lied to us. All these creatures did not exist at the same time.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. Like, yeah. His location was in China. Was where it was found. Mm-hmm. Described in 2002. Pop culture appearances. The TV miniseries Prehistoric Park. Dinosaur Dan. Whatever that is. Dino Dan. Mm-hmm. I think it's a Canadian show. And Giganotosaurus, a CGI kids show I've seen advertised on Disney Plus that I feel like I should watch, even though it's probably meant for preschoolers.
Hey, it yeah. sounds like fun, though.
Yeah, I must consume all dinosaur content. Consume!
Yes. I mean, you have to be the expert on it.
Yes. You know, there's some dinosaur stuff that I still haven't seen and I really have no interest in seeing. You know The Good Dinosaur, the Pixar movie?
Oh, yes.
I still haven't seen it and I have zero interest in seeing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, it's Pixar, right? So, it's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard, even the worst Pixar movie is still pretty good.
Right?
Even Cars 2, has its fans.
Right?
So, I don't know.
Or what's the, newest Cars one where it's, Tokyo Drift?
The Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
I swear to God, there's Cars 7 or something where Lightning McQueen goes to Tokyo.
There was a Mater short where he went to
Maybe
Tokyo.
Maybe that's what it
and
is.
And by new, I saw it before I saw Bolt in 2008. A whopping 13 years ago. So, anyways, in Sisyphosaurus.
Alrighty. Fluffy idiot.
Yes, when my co-host Laura told me here she wanted to cover creatures that were, in her own words, fluffy and dumb, There was one dinosaur that came to mind immediately. Buck teeth are one of the dumbest looking things in the world.
Oh, they're so... I mean...
Any character looks dumber with buck teeth.
Oh, absolutely.
It's it makes it look like a big gross gopher.
It's also got kind of weird, it looks like a grown out mohawk that's you couldn't decide between a mohawk and the, what's the business in the front, party in the back?
Oh, yeah, I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about. But yeah,
mullet.
Yeah, mullet, yes. Well, that's the feathers it has. But yeah, we're just talking about the buck teeth specifically. It makes you speak with a whistle. People with buck teeth, they speak with a whistle. They sleep with their cousins.
That's
they
true.
Talk about how woke culture is ruining society for poor, oppressed, straight white men.
Oh.
I'm sorry, we're talking about a dinosaur.
I mean, really, the poor white men.
Poor straight white men.
Poor straight white men.
I mean, as a lesbian, you are white, but you are a woman. You can relate, right? You understand the struggles we go through.
Oh, of course.
You don't understand.
Oppressed.
That's the thing.
That's
you
a
don't,
problem.
You
yeah.
don't understand. You're a woman. You get everything. That's
I mean, really, as a woman, men are just so oppressed.
Yeah, well, especially white straight men.
Oh yes, I mean, just really, it's not the entire world was built for them.
I legitimately saw someone on Reddit that was talking about there was a comment to a trailer or something for a movie, and it was a black woman that was the lead, and then the comment was oh, a black woman is a main character in 2021, never seen that before. And I'm huh, a white man is a main character from 10,000 BC to 2020, never seen that before.
And I mean, even oh, boo-hoo, you want to go see a film featuring a straight white man? The new James Bond comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Exactly.
There's stuff for you to watch.
Anyways, so, Incisivosaurus is another member of the Oviraptorosaurs, a group we haven't talked about on the show yet for some reason, even though they're very interesting and very weird.
Huh.
See, when people talk about the different types of dinosaurs, they usually say meat eaters and plant eaters, right?
Right.
So, it's not quite that simple. It turns out when someone asks you what are the two types of dinosaurs, the correct answer is the Saurischians, which are lizard-hipped, and the Ornithischians, or bird-hipped. The lizard-hipped dinosaurs includes the theropods, which are basically all the meat-eating dinosaurs, and the sauropods, which is the technical name for the long necks. Those are lizard-hipped ones. The bird-hipped ones include all the non-long-neck plant-eating dinosaurs, so like the duckbills, the horned dinosaurs like Triceratops, the Stegosaurus, sure. Ankylosaurus. Super confusingly, guess which group of dinosaurs the birds evolved from. That's right, the lizard-hipped ones.
Yeah, I did not see that twist coming.
In fact, cladistically speaking, birds are still considered saurischians or lizard-hipped dinosaurs, even though they're freaking birds and have bird hips. What the hell?
Yeah, this feels like a troll to me. Like, somebody in the paleontology community was like, you know, it's really going to fuck with people. Like,
anyways,
let's claim.
Theropods are one of the major group saurischians.
Right.
And that includes all the meat-eating dinosaurs like T-Rex, Velociraptor, which you just heard the noise of there just a few seconds ago.
Right.
Spinosaurus, Allosaurus, and what have you. However, just because all the meat-eaters were theropods, that doesn't mean all the theropods were meat-eaters.
Okay, so it's like a square rectangle situation.
Yes, so you got some groups, specifically in the Celerosaur clade, that includes the ones that evolved into birds, and they started doing more leaf eating.
Hmm.
So like the Therizinosaurs, these are ones with long necks and long claws.
Okay.
And the Oviraptorosaurs, which includes the namesake Oviraptor, and this guy, Incisivosaurus.
Ah.
So, the thing is, we're not actually sure what these guys ate, because most of them have the sheer audacity, to have no teeth.
Wait, I thought they had
This one has buck teeth.
Right.
Most of them don't.
Oh.
Like Oviraptor.
Oh.
Have your the way you said, like, oh, scandalous.
Well, I'm thinking like the oldest shark in the world has like almost no teeth left.
Oh, because
it's
old.
Just, like, gums.
That poor shark. How's it still alive? What is it eating? How's it kill?
It probably just does the whale thing and, like, opens up its mouth and fish just, like, feel pity and are like, yeah, it's my time to go.
I think I've seen this shared on Facebook. It's, like, this 512-year-old shark. And, like, I've looked up on Snopes. Is this true? It actually might be.
I have no idea. I just take everything I see on the internet as fact.
I mean, that shark, so it's been around 512 years ago. That was, like, just on the cusp of when colonialism started. I feel like that shark should have done something. And
really?
It didn't.
I mean, like, this shark basically supported children working in factories, is what I'm hearing.
Exactly. Like, okay, it was a shark, and it lived in the Atlantic. How did the colonists get to North... The Atlantic!
The Atlantic! And you know what? If our friend, our bucktooth dino friend, were still around, they would have opposed colonialism.
Yes, they would not stand for this, even though I just said earlier that characters with buck teeth talk about how woke culture is ruining society for straight white men. So
maybe they would have welcomed the European settlers and been like...
Just like, please, please, come. Like, because again, it has buck teeth. Come. Come enslave them. Kill them. Smallpox them.
Smallpox. You know what's a great idea? It's just like farming the same crop in the same area and like killing everybody in like a 300-foot vicinity.
Yeah. All right. So they have. So a lot of these have no teeth. In fact, Oviraptor, the namesake of this family, means egg thief. You know, like Ovis, like Oviaries.
Right.
So, because we used to think they eat the eggs of other dinosaurs, you'd probably recognize Oviraptor if you see a picture of it. Like, it kind of has a weird crest on its head. It's kind of long neck.
Yes, I think I remember this in one of those. In one of those dinosaur movies. I just remember the egg thieves.
Yeah, so remember Disney's dinosaur?
Yes.
Yeah, it's at the very beginning. So.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
so I remember thinking as a kid, I'm like, that's not fair. You can't just eat the baby eggs.
Yeah. Well, see, like, we used to think that because we found it, like, on a nest, like, that we thought were the eggs of another dinosaur, Protoceratops. Turns out it was its own eggs. Its own nest. We just immediately assume it's a predator of other... Like, it's like, those can't be your eggs.
Those can't be your children.
Yeah.
Like...
Again, the politics here.
Seriously.
So
I've had weirdly, like, I've been a nanny a handful of times in my life. And once in a while, I'll have people be like, well, you look awfully young to have all of these kids. And I'm like... Yeah, well, they're not mine.
Well, actually, no. Like, when I was at the famous coffee shop that should not be named for legal reasons, I was working at the drive-thru. This person came in. I asked her, you know, if she was doing anything this weekend because I like to start conversations, you know, while they're waiting.
Sure.
And she said, oh, yeah, I'm hanging out with my kids. Like, it's one of their 12th birthday. And I'm like, wow, you look amazing for having a 12-year-old. She's like, oh, it's stepkid. I'm like, oh, well, cool.
Oh, cool.
Because she looked our age. Like, so.
I mean.
Which, I guess, 30, you could have a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah,
you could be 18.
Easily.
Yeah, you'd be 18 when you had the kid, so.
I mean, mean, yeah, there's definitely, like, I've been getting recently, actually, at the ripe old age of 27, a decent amount of, like, oh, so you're, like, not married yet. I'm like, no?
Nope.
No, at the ripe old age of 27, I am getting myself to a nunnery.
Another customer that the famous coffee shop today, actually, said they were going to a wedding, and like their her daughter was getting married, and this person looked young, so I asked how old her daughter was. She said 23, and I'm like, oh my god. I think I was 23 when I had my first girlfriend.
like 23, I think I was graduating college, but like I was so like, I guess other human, no, I'm so worried about just getting this degree.
No, I get that.
Lang.
Anyways, Oviraptor and Cephalosaurus. So,
back to the subject at hand.
Now we think that Oviraptor swords are mostly plant eaters, although eggs are probably not exempt from their diet.
And
Cephalosaurus, though, did have teeth, and once more they had these two giant buck teeth at the front, like some sort of naked mole rat.
Right. So that... they were vegetarians, not necessarily vegans.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Like they,
all right.
Yeah, such broad, flat teeth is a pretty good indicator this was a herbivore. They'd be fairly useless for killing or maiming or even piercing through something like eggshells. So, yeah, the Incisivosaurus was probably a herbivore. It was also one of those dinosaurs with direct evidence of feathers.
Like, oh, interesting.
Like, we have found fossil imprints of several scattered Oviraptor sauropods with feathery outlines in the rock, and currently they're believed to come from Incisivosaurus. So there you go, Laura. Cute, fluffy, and dumb looking.
Cute, fluffy, dumb. It's got feathers. I'm so here for this.
It's your perfect dinosaur. So let's rate your perfect dinosaur out of 65 million or whatever you're going to rate it.
Out of 65 million, I want to get a look at this thing again.
Yeah. Really calculate the score here.
Really. I'm going to rate this about 7 Dobbies.
Dobbies. Does Dobby have buck teeth?
You're right. I don't think he does, but like...
He looks like he should.
He looks like he should. When I was reading the books as a... So he is not in the movies, or it's not in his description, but I remember reading the books as a kid, and like, I definitely pictured him with like some like oversized buck teeth.
You know, like it could be like a Mandela effect sort of thing. Like we all... Like the fact that the Mr. Monopoly Man does not have a monocle.
He doesn't?
Exactly. We all assumed he has a monocle. He doesn't.
Oh, wild.
Mandela effect. So...
Oh, wild. All right, somebody get Reddit on this.
Okay. Yeah, so Dobby has buck teeth, except for he doesn't, Mandela effect.
But, like, Dobby's also kind of dopey looking. Like, yeah. I imagine these guys are pretty would be fairly friendly, very sweet. They don't actually mean to hurt anybody.
Yeah, Incisivosaurus.
Right, you know. That's kind of how I feel about Dobby.
Yeah,
like,
no, I get that. So
it's not
like
all there.
100 and, was it 25 million years ago, and Incisivosaurus is dying, and it's like, it's good to be friends with Harry Potter. And then it dies, and everyone's like, who?
Who? What?
That's way in the future.
This time travel portal is getting very messy.
Oh, no, it's not time travel. He just knew.
Oh, he just knew. We're all just born with certain secrets of the universe revealed to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. I want those secrets. Or I don't want those secrets. I don't want to know what the purpose is.
I want, like, very specific. Like, I would love to have, like, yeah, like, the true answer, like, it's like something like, oh, well, like, the best, like, fruit pie recipe is
Yes. Like, those kind of absolute truths. Yes. Yeah. Not so much, like, what's the point of life? We all know it's 42.
Of course.
But, yeah, what is the best? Yeah, that. Like, what is the best cookie shop?
Exactly.
What is that one? Insomnia Cookies.
Insomnia Cookies or Crumble. We used to make these cookie cakes when I was working at a different cookie store that shall not be named because it's a very major corporation. But
Nestle Toolhouse.
Toolhouse. But I used to work there in college, and we would do these like cookie cakes. And I remember loving the cookie cake as a kid, right? And then like making them, I was like, oh, this is just a giant cookie.
Yeah, no, it's not a cake.
I would tell people, like, I feel like this is like my adult rebellion because when I was a kid, I always wanted to just make one giant cookie. And my mom was always like, no. You can't do that.
Isn't that the thing, like, back then when you're a kid, the idea of rebelling is, like, sweets? Like I know when I was.
I mean, to be honest, as like a 27-year-old adult, the idea of rebelling is still sweets.
I guess. That's, but no, remember when I was a kid, I was like, idea of rebelling. I'd go to the store, get a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper, and just drink it like a baby bottle.
Right? Like, oh man, my like huge. This is gonna show you how boring I was. My like big teenage rebellion was that I had a TV in my room, and we weren't allowed to have TVs.
Oh,
in our
you
rooms.
Absolute scandal!
I know, I know.
You fiend!
It was there for about 2 or 3 months before my mom found out. But like,
how did you sneak a TV in?
It was not a very large TV. This was like,
where'd you get it?
So this was like in the weird period of time that like people were buying a lot of TVs because like people would like,
yeah,
a slightly larger.
People aren't doing that still.
This is true, but like. It was not a fancy TV, mind you. I think it's, like, diagonal, like, width or whatever.
Oh.
Was a full, like, 9 inches. Like.
Oh, okay. And I'm assuming it was 4x3, too. It was, like, square, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, none of this widescreen.
No. But it did have a built-in VHS player.
Oh, that worked, like, twice. That's the height of luxury.
I know. Trust me, I knew this. And then eventually I got, like, a plug-in DVD player.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean... I tell you, I was living large.
Yep. Cool. Anyways, I'm gonna write Incisivosaurus. Oh, man. Okay. I like 40 million because it's funny.
Okay, yeah,
Or I'm going to rate it a one Rufus. The.
Yes, the naked mole rat.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows that actually surprisingly hold up.
Yeah.
Anyways, where can people find you on the social
media? That's it for this week. You can find me on social media at Matthew Don, creator on Facebook, at Matthew Don 64 on Twitter, Matthew Don 64 on Instagram. I have an email. You can email me at mattd@matthewdoncreator.com. If you want to follow Laura on social media.
If you want to follow me, you can look up at Thespian Laura, at THESPIN Laura.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, sometimes I'm funny, most of the time I just post pictures of dogs.
I mean, I think, I'd wager most of the time you're funny.
Aww.
Like, I mean, to me anyways, I don't know. Of course, I don't know what's funny.
I mean, our sense of humor is clearly skewed because
have you read that bad review that we got? Yeah, I showed you that bad review.
Yeah.
It's like bottom of the barrel jokes. I'm like, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. I mean, but like, you know, sometimes the bottom of the barrel jokes are some pretty good stuff, I think.
Yeah.
In my totally not biased opinion because here I am.
Yeah. 2 episodes in and it's 7:30. So.
All right, let's power through.
All
next
right,
one.
Right,
I'm
okay.
Excited.
All right, let's say I have another podcast called The Ritwit. Two twits talk about writing. I have another book series. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for rent to Kindle. There actually is an Incisivosaurus in it.
Really?
Yes, in the fourth book, when these characters meet one of their characters' family. And by the way, kind of a long story. All the dinosaur families in this, they're all different species. It's how it works in the society. So it's explained how it works in the book. So it's basically a way to have like a bunch of different species of dinosaur. Maybe there's an Incisivosaurus to kind of show how redneck his family is. Like there's an Incisivosaurus that's like, Paw! These guys are intruding our territory! Get them, Paw! Get them!
Get them, Paw! I love it.
Yeah, so...
All right.
So, anyways, all right, well, that's it for this week. So, say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites, get them, Paw!
Get them, Paw! They're trying to take away our rights as the stray white men!
They're trying to take away our guns!
And I need all 700 of these!
Anyways, bye!
Bye!